Dad's Day. We only found out yesterday. You know, you just forget. And we got Father's Day's coming up. We said, when's that on? Not this Sunday, but the Sunday after.
I love it when you don't actually wait for something to come and it just gets there. It's like it's Christmas, everyone knows that it's coming, it's coming, it's coming, yeah. And it never seems to get there. Father's Day, boom, it's on you.
Well, I tell you, one local place really good to go to, Luca Chocolates. They're handmade here on the Central Coast, delivering Australia wide or click and collect from Wyong. But do it over the next week, so make sure it arrives in time for Dad, so you can treat yourself this lockdown with Luca Chocolates here on the Central Coast. And another chocolate maker, Daryl Lee, what they've done, they've released the world's first limited edition licorice beer. Now, ooh. Yeah, I know. What it is, it's...
Come on.
It's all right. Dark chocolate licorice.
How would you know?
Mixed with beer. Well, I'm saying that, so hopefully they send some.
I'd be interested to try it.
Go on.
I will share an honest opinion of it if we get sent some to try.
Must be like a stout, yeah.
Maybe they could send us some to give away.
Yeah, wouldn't they be good?
Why don't we ask that little question?
It's sort of like a bit of stout. Mixed with a beer, and they're doing it with that Nomad Brewery. Is that would you
the say Nomad Brewery? They're out of Brookvale in Sydney. They do a few wacky, strange beers.
Mm. So dark chocolate licorice stout with Daryl Lee. So
they do a tiramisu beer.
Oh, do they?
Soon to be released, and a salted caramel peanut brittle chocolate stout.
There you go.
So I just don't. I don't know.
I don't know. And Jack Daniels. If you're into Jack Daniels, now I didn't know. Like I'm not into Scotch. But they've done a limited edition whiskey. It's celebrating the iconic Tennessee Brown. Yep.
It's not Scotch.
It is.
It's from Tennessee.
Oh, well,
whiskey made in Scotland is Scotch.
So what are they
whiskey
just called?
Whiskey made in Tennessee is just Tennessee whiskey. Jack Daniels. It's the only whiskey, only whiskeys.
I just call whiskey Scotch. No, isn't Scotch?
No, no. Whiskeys are different. There's bourbon whiskey from bourbon.
Yeah. Same
if it's from the deep south in America.
If it's Central Coast whiskey, it's Central Coast.
That'd be a new thing.
It's not Scotch whiskey.
We call it something else. It's not Scotch. It's whiskey. It's Central Coast whiskey. Scotch whiskey is only made in Scotland.
It's not your point.
Come on.
Now.
No, I'm just telling you. Everyone knows that. Who doesn't know that Scotch was made in Scotland?
Oh, yeah. Well, I thought, but if it's Scotch, Jack Daniels was Scotch.
No, it's not. It's whiskey. It's whiskey.
Well, I now know. You told me. It's been a century since the Jack Daniels distillery.
What have they done?
They put out an expression with an age stated on the label, which doesn't happen. It's a big deal.
Doesn't happen where?
On the whiskey,
every
not the
second
Scotch.
Whiskey bottle's got a 10 or an 8 or a...
Well, that's what I thought. So it's a big deal to note, apparently, that this Tennessee institution...
I've just learned how to count in Tennessee.
...is released, and I hope you had a... It was supposed to be a... It was supposed to...
Heck yeah, we have.
They didn't get the bloke with nine
Sorry
fingers
to
do
from
it.
Tennessee.
Yeah, so it's a big deal to note that this Tennessee institution is releasing its first 10-year age whiskey in 100 years in Jack Daniels' 10-year-old Tennessee whiskey. But don't call it bloody Scotch.
No
Holy
way,
jeez. Can you tell the difference if it's a really good Scotch?
100%.
Truly?
Yeah.
If I bought some whiskey in here.
Sometimes I like, yeah, go on then. I don't know if we're allowed to do that.
Of course we could.
Early in the morning.
Can we?
Bridget's a good yard.
Oh, God, she's the killjoy.
You wouldn't rob a bank with her.